Starting the recording.
Okay, welcome to the Bethel Township Board of Trustees, June 4th, 2024, regular business meeting. Call to order time is 7:00. Roll call, please.
Interim Fire Chief Shebro.
Present.
Fiscal Officer Ross, here. Trustee Van Haren.
Yes.
Trustee Reese.
Present.
Trustee Dick.
Yes.
Okay. Please join me in standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, we have no minutes to approve, so we'll move right to the staff reports. Not seeing a sheriff's deputy here yet, so we'll go to the fire department report. Mr. Shebro, if you please.
For the month of May, the department did 45 calls for service. Mutual aid given was 10. We received 3. All of them were one from Tip City, one from Huber, one from New Carlisle on EMS to assist while our crews were tied up. We assisted by sending either an engine or a medic to either New Carlisle, Bethel Township, Clark County, or Huber Heights, as well as Tip City. Looks like we're averaging between 40 to 50 calls a month this year so far.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Josh.
Yes, do you want to turn that AC on? Do you have the... Oh, I thought it was down.
Where's the remote?
I don't know.
Are you having a remote?
We have a lot of people in here. I'm just thinking it's going to get warm.
Can you hand me that remote off that wall, punch in, please? What do you need? Right behind you.
Okay, next up is a report from Planning and Zoning.
What do you need? Okay.
So we're on page five.
It's page five, those of you who took an agenda. Since the last trustee meeting report, the following zoning certificates or applications have been received. ZC09-24, 8015 South Palmer Road, new construction. ZC-1024, 5015 South Dayton Brant Road. That's an addition to the residence. And then ZC-1124, 4718 State Route 571, which is also new construction. And then ZC-1224, 7860 Staley Road, new construction. And just today, ZC-1324, Bethelville Road, new construction. Since the last Board of Zoning Appeals, the BZA meeting, there's no new applications in process. Since the last Zoning Commission ZZ meeting, the following zoning amendment applications are in process. And that's case ZA, I guess I should be putting these dashes in here, 02-24, a request from Bruce Flora, 5955 Pisgah Road, Tip City, Ohio, to rezone the 3 acres from the 121.78 acres, an A2 parcel located at 6185 State Route 202, Tip City, Ohio, 45371, to R1 AAA, leaving the remaining 118.78 acres, A-2 Miami County parcel, A01-073500, and then case ZA-03-24, a request from Jason Wilson, 9292 State Route 201, Tip City, Ohio 45371, to rezone a 5.12 acre A1 parcel located at 9185 Mann Road, Tip City, Ohio 45371, combining the rear 2 acres from Mann Road property to adjoining an I-1 parcel, located at 9292 State Route 201, and rezoning remaining 3.12 acres on Mann Road to R1 AAA. Miami County parcel would be A01-012900 Mann Road and A01-014400 State Route 201. Both were recommended for approval by the Miami County Planning Commission. Both were recommended for approval by the Bethel Township Zoning Commission. The Board of Trustees public hearing and vote is June 4th, 2024. Year-to-date, certificates issued in 2024 are 12. Declarations received in 2024 are 0. Variances requested in 2024 is 1. Variances approved in 2024 is 1. Conditional use request in 2024 is 0. Conditional use approval in 2024 is 0. Zoning amendment requested in 2024 is 3. Zoning amendments approved in 2024, 1 with 2 to be determined tonight. Board of Commissions, Miami County Planning Commission, the Township has no cases pending. Bethel Township Board of Zoning Appeals, the BZA, no meeting in June of 24. And Bethel Township Zoning Commission, the ZC, no meeting in June of 24.
What about those tall grass complaints?
Well, we've sent letters to 4 different properties, and one actually did something on Ross Road. But the other 3, I called Chris down at the attorney's office on 40 with the nuisance one. I didn't talk to him today. He was on vacation for the last week, I guess. So I'm hoping that he'll call back this week, and we'll be able to deal with that one. That's turned into a really bigger mess than what we had when we first sent the original letter, which Mike was here for that. So that's the far end of
tall grass, or is that junk?
That's junk and tall grass.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and let's see. We're back again on the other end of 40 with another complaint for the same one where the 17 acres and the folks bought it for the trucking company. Mm-hmm. They're not cutting, so that's a big deal. There's 2 calls on that and another letter going out on that one. And
which end of 40, the west?
It's going to be, the west side, right there by Flick.
Okay.
And then the one that on Wildcat, that is a pending foreclosure, so we're not going to get a response on that. That will have to be sent to Chris. We've sent 2 letters so far on it.
Did you call the bank?
Nope. You can't really do that. It's a violation of their right to privacy until they actually are foreclosed upon. You can't do that. Okay, that's where we're at on the high grass.
Great, thank you. And what about that pool that somebody sent you?
They sent a request for a new pool permit today. An email came in for that, which we're working on.
So as long as they have the fence. That was a fence thing.
Well, somebody applied for a new pool permit today. I got some
email. Yeah, I sent you an email last week about the fence.
Yeah, we've got 3 of those out.
Okay, great. 3. So you're working on those?
Yes, 3. We have 3 of those out. One again is on 40.
Okay.
So that's it. Okay. Report from the Township Administrator, the Acting Administrator. So tonight we have 11 resolutions on the agenda. The first 2 are the 2 rezoning requests that Kevin just described. Next is a resolution to pay out accrued vacation and sick leave time to Mike Arnold. Then resolutions accepting the resignation of Billy Mannheim from the Road Department and hiring Eric Campbell as a seasonal worker to fill in for Billy leaving to ensure uninterrupted service to the township. Following that are resolutions to purchase 2 mowers and new playground equipment for Friendship Park using the American Rescue Plan Act funds, also known as ARPA funds. Then is the resolution approving the procedure to follow to engage outside legal counsel. Next are resolutions to limit cannabis
cannabis cultivators and processors, and to impose a moratorium on dispensaries within the township. And the final resolution is to record the electronic payments and warrants. No additional news other than what's coming up.
Anything left?
Yep.
Okay.
Trustee reports.
First of all, I want to thank everybody who has emailed me, texted me, stopped me on a walk in Charleston Falls, and given me their opinion on dispensaries in Bethel Township. I really, really appreciate it. I had some really good conversations with folks, and it's really nice that everybody takes time out of their day to send, give me, share, text, talk, come over to my house and share their opinion. No, seriously, it's awesome. It really is. And that is what local government does. I mean, you guys should be here because you think you can make a difference. And I actually, my response from people was probably about 60-40. And what was surprising to me was people I thought would be totally against a dispensary were for it. And people who were, I thought ahead of time would be for it were like, I don't think so. So that was a revelation to me. It really was. Secondly, we have been talking in every meeting about Woodward Hill extending this water line. The county is going to use ARPA funds to run a water line basically to West Charleston, and then they have a property owner who wishes to extend it down to the corner of Studebaker and 201. There's 21 homes in Woodward Hill, which is basically just north of 571 on 202. I think I said 201
south
earlier.
Of 571.
Sorry, south of 571. Yeah, I got to do these maps in my head. South of 202 on that have had their own private water systems, which the trustees supported with a resolution but gave no financial support in the early 70s. And that water line now and system is 50 plus years old, and it is on its last legs. So before it fails, those folks would like to extend, do a design project to see if they can extend the water line that's going into Studebaker, send it down and give them water. All of you at some point in your voting life have voted on the 3.8 mil levy. That is a levy that was passed originally by residents in this township, supported by the trustees in 2003, and the purpose of which was like ten different things probably, but infrastructure was one of them. And we have used that fund so far to do infrastructure in Brandt, in Fulton. We've paved roads with it. We have run the water line, or the sewer line to the school. The water line was run for free by Ohio EPA back in 2000 with that whole fuel crisis. But we have used it primarily in the southern end of the township, and these folks are asking for that. I've talked about it. Kama brought up at the last workshop that she didn't think that the commissioners were going to vote on actually extending this water line. But I did talk to one of the commissioners, and we all got an email from Josh Lococo, who is our Miami County sanitary engineer. That project is going to go through. They do hope they are going to be actually constructing it by the end of August. It depends on the weather. If there's a lot of rain, it'll delay it, but they are hoping to start digging. So I'm still hoping that we can piggyback on that project. So that's what I'm working on. On to the next person. And thank you all for coming.
Okay. Okay, so I second what Beth said. Thanks to all the people who did send an opinion. Always looking for input. So definitely thanks for that. So here's what I've been up to. On May 2nd, I attended the MVRPC meeting. Much of the meeting was housekeeping items, such as approving the budget, the work program, expenditure report, and policy updates. And they're also looking for new space to rent, to move their offices to, or possibly renovating. I attended Bethel Senior Night on May 8th, where I got to award two scholarships on behalf of the Tip City Eagles to the seniors. And I just wanted to say congratulations to all of the winners. I don't know if you guys know this, but there is a ton of scholarship money available, and it's a really nice night, very positive and lots of fun.
All right, see ya. Be safe. Thanks, Josh.
I attended the Huber Heights Council meeting on May 9th, where an annexation announcement was made. The public speakers were all from Bethel Township. There's a few of us that go on a regular basis and speak, but all from Bethel. On May 21st, I attended the regular school board meeting where annexation was discussed. They're starting to talk about it a little bit more. They talked about the meeting that they had with Bill Keithler, who is the DEC representative. The DEC is the developer for carriage trails and, you know, is looking to do the development for the annexation that's coming up. And here's a summary of the notes. They're willing to donate land to have a neighborhood school. This would be approximately 20 acres. They own 200 of the roughly 290 acres that is up for annexation, so they already own it. They're planning on 150 foot by 130 foot lot sizes, which equates to about 1,200 homes on that roughly 296 acres. They're predicting
150 feet wide.
130 by 150 feet. Okay. They're thinking it's going to be a 10 to 15 year build out. And they stated that the longer the township fights it, the less likely they will have money to donate something. So I thought that was, yeah. Okay. On May 25th, we had a cake for Mike at the Zoning Commission meeting. That was nice. I hate to see him go. I continue to do admin work for the fiscal officer and her assistant to help free up their time for critical financial work. We do have an audit coming up and a budget due. And, of course, I'm still covering the township admin tasks until we can get someone hired. That's my report.
Okay, my report is I was on vacation for until a week ago. So it's very light. You don't have to listen to a lot. But over the course of the last week, I've taken on the zoning issues that we've had here, and there are a lot. So that's been interesting, since that's not my background. My background is actually real estate. I sell and manage property. That's what I do for a living. But I don't know all the rules governing what we should be doing here in the township. So it's really been quite interesting to find out that we don't have a minimum property standard here, and that's where a lot of the problem comes in. We're kind of limited as to what we can do as far in terms of forcing a property owner to pretty much maintenance their property and, you know, have a little pride in ownership. We can send a couple of letters, which I'm getting really good at, and we can, you know, encourage them to do the neighborly thing, but ultimately it comes down to the county prosecuting attorney's office as to whether or not they want to force the issue. And 9 times out of 10, they don't. It's not a high priority for them. So that's been very interesting to try to navigate around. And really, I kind of understand living next to somebody who doesn't cut their grass on a regular basis. But a lot of people seem to think we live in the country and that's a part of it. They don't want to be dictated to about how to take care of their property. And I get that. However, that doesn't stop the calls and that won't stop the letters. And if we can help anybody, we certainly would try to do that. I liked the idea of sending out a helping hand letter if there's somebody that is there. You know, we have a lot of seniors here that are not quite able to take care of their own property like they used to. If there's some extenuating circumstances and they let us know, maybe we can arrange to assist them with somebody else in the community that might be able to take on helping them get their yard together rather than go the formal route. So we're working on that, and if anybody has any suggestions and would like to email me, great. I'd love to hear it. And I'm really, really thankful to all of you who have emailed me on this cannabis, the marijuana thing. It does make me feel that we do care about where we live, and we all want the best for our neighbors, and we want to do the best for our community. And I'm really thankful to everyone who has sent me an email or who has called me. And I ran into a grocery store today, and I got a little chit-chat about it as well. So I'm real happy with everything that everybody has done, and I hope that they continue to let me know. And that's where I'm at.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Financial report?
Well, Julie's been a big help. I want to thank her for that. And we're plugging right along. I mean, we learn something new every day, so...
Okay, that's it. Okay, discussion items. Okay, first up we have the fire chief position posting. So you guys have this.
Yep. Did you make her changes?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
I know I saw the email where you asked for the second one.
Asked for the second one.
You sent an email to her asking her to give you the updates.
Oh, yes. They're all in here.
So I didn't read it before I came over.
So I think this is, for me, I'm pretty good with this one. Unless you guys have some comments. I think we need to create an application. We said we'd post one online.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right. And where do you want to post this?
Website.
It's a date.
Yeah, so I guess that depends when we want to post it and how much time. Probably give them like 2 weeks to apply. Or more.
I'd give them a little longer. I think you probably want to post it on like Indeed or something.
Yeah, the OTA. We can also post it on the OTA.
Okay.
Okay, you said more than 2 weeks. How much more? 3 weeks?
3 weeks is great.
3 weeks, okay. So I can fill that in. You're okay with the rest of it? You guys are good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, next up is the Township Administrator / Zoning Director posting position. Any updates on that, Emma?
I sent you that.
Okay, I didn't.
I didn't see anything.
I've gotten a lot of emails recently, and today
okay,
was kind
well,
of... That's
yeah,
okay.
It's all right.
So,
when did that go out?
I don't even remember, because I've been forwarding you what I've been getting as well, so... I could just... I don't know.
Okay, well, so for the anti-annexation employee position, I also did not get a chance to work on that, so you didn't get anything from me on that. And the same for the anti-annexation statement. I have some ideas on that. I'd just like to tweak it a little bit to say that how the kids are affected. And, you know, we can do that after this, I guess.
I thought you added that. You didn't add it yet?
I did not. Oh,
okay.
The cannabis resolutions have been quite consuming of time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, so...
So we're going to move on to public comments then?
Yep, public comments. Let me just make some notes. Ready to go. Okay, next up is public comments for items on the agenda.
Now is the time.
This is Jason Wilson.
You put me in the ass if that's cool.
I sure can.
Yeah.
Mark Nelson.
What does he want to do?
He wanted to go last.
I'm not sure we can do that.
You have to take them in the order.
Our policy is that you go in the order they're submitted. What if somebody else has to go last?
Yeah, that's true.
And they can both go last.
Do I have to say my name? Mark Nelson?
Yes.
Okay. Mark Nelson. And I'm with Jason Wilson with Paragon. And, I think most people have been here before, but we just wanted to talk about the new proposed resolutions that are coming out. So we appreciate that there seems to be support with having us expand our existing business because we spent such a large amount of money on it. as far as the dispensary goes, I just wanted to maybe just make a few points that were discussed in previous meetings. I think a lot of the issue, especially in a rural area like this, is that people just don't know. And when they don't know what a dispensary is, they haven't been in a dispensary, there's a little bit of fear of the unknown. But there was talk about, you know, would there be riffraff there? Would there people be out, you know, using marijuana in the parking lot? And what I'd like to say is that the store that we will build, wherever that is going to be more like an Apple store or an AT&T store or a Verizon store. They're very high end. You know, there'd be a large amount of money put into it. It's not like a smoke shop at a gas station. And I think a lot of people seem to think that it is, you know, some kind of a seedy operation. But the type of people that are going there, and some people had referred to them as riffraff before, that's not necessarily the case. It's the same people that, you know, shop at Kroger, and the same people, some of them go to church. You know, it's just the people that you see in every store and location around here are the same kind of people that would potentially, you know, buy products from us. And we just think it's important to be able to give people a safe place to buy safe product. Highly secure facility. There's no utilizing the product on the parking lot or in the grounds or in the facility. It's not a place where you can actually use the product. It's more of an in and an out thing. So think of it as, you know, high scale upgrade to the building. And what we're talking about is the building at 9300 State Route 201, which is currently like a old cinder block storage unit. You know, we would make it look similar to our other building, all stuccoed, all beautiful, all nice. And I guess what I would like to say is that there's only so many dispensaries that are going to go up. And there's a lot of towns that have a moratorium on dispensaries because they don't know, you know, what it's about. And it's fear of the unknown. But as what historically happens in adult use markets is those towns lift their moratoriums. There's a lot of good places that open up. So if the state opens up more licenses, those licenses are going to be apt to go hit those, you know, affluent, you know, high traffic areas. And Bethel could potentially miss the opportunity to put a dispensary here because it's not necessarily the best place. So from the perspective of the taxes that would be obtained, and when I see the budget, you know, and the shortfalls in the budget, I mean, our taxes would, you know, blow out that shortfall in a couple of days that you had for the month. So I guess the summation of my statement is that high scale operation, not a CD operation. It's on the outskirts of the community, so it's not like people would be coming, you know, through Bethel this way. They would be coming up more from, you know, 70 and then turning around and going back. So I don't think that it would bring more traffic, but it sure would bring a lot of revenue, and it's a, you know, it's a nice facility and a nice building, so.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Troy Adams.
So just so you guys know, you're okay. I just want to say we are supposed to have a 5-minute limit. We do not really time it, but please be respectful because we have a lot of people speaking. Just wanted to throw that in.
Troy Adams.
Oh. Thank you.
Well, I really didn't have nothing to say on that. I mean, I'd say go forward, but I was wrote that down more for the rezoning thing thought we had to write down.
Okay.
But yeah, I have no problem with dispensaries going in.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Short and sweet. See, there we go.
Yep. Judith Vargo.
Is this the discussion on the moratorium or on the dispensary?
Whatever public comment you wish to make for any item on the agenda. You can tell us about anything that we're voting on tonight.
Okay. A lot of communities in Ohio have passed a moratorium. I think that's appropriate also for Bethel Township because we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know how the legislature is going to work this out. Although I respect these gentlemen and I respect the work that they do, I just think that in Bethel Township at this moment, it doesn't make sense to not have a moratorium until we find out what the laws look like and how they'll be implemented.
Thank you.
Next.
Rachel Kiplinger.
Do you want me to say my name and stuff like
that? Yes.
Yeah.
Rachel Kiplinger, 7660 State Corner 571. Okay. Again, I think that we need to not allow the business in the township. It is less than 2 miles from the school, and there is a lot of traffic that come up between the 70 and the school. And I think that allowing a business like this looks bad on the township. It looks bad on the community and the people, and it does not bring anything positive to our township. And then I guess on the moratorium, I'm curious as to the length of a moratorium that you are considering.
6 months. Did it not say that in there? Because you're like the third person that's asked me, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure.
Six months.
That's what Oakwood passed last night. As well,
yes, so. I saw that. Yeah. So, and that's typically what it has been. But so yeah, I think that at a minimum, it should be a moratorium for now. But I just don't see any benefits for our community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Greg Tubby.
Greg Tebby, 5430 South State Route 202. This has a lot to do with the Woodward Hill water and in regards of kind of clearing the air and understanding. I pissed off some people and people know it because apparently I have wells on my farm and I'm part of Woodward Hill. That being said, something needs to be done about this because people don't understand. In 2013, after I lived out there a decade, did about a dozen repairs on the water line, not getting paid for, fixing hydrants, digging things out, replacing 3-inch pipes, replacing meters, everything else like that. I said, I'm going to put in a well. Put in my first well. Dry. Nothing. So I said, a month later, I'm going to dig another well. Put another well in. I got a well. 0.75 gallons a minute.
Wow.
That's it. That's not a faucet. That's not a shower head. So I said, fine, let's engineer this out. So 1,000 gallon tank, high pressure pump, a very nice monitoring system. I now have water in my house. So, 2014, I said, hey, we're gonna build a horse barn. We need water, so what do? I said, we're gonna go dig another well. Put a well out there, guess what? 0.75 gallons a minute. Horses per horse drink over 20 gallons of water per day, plus giving them baths and everything else that we need to do. Same thing, 1,000 gallon tank, high pressure pump, monitoring system. Let's go to 2023. That well down at the barn dried out. No water in my barn for my horses. I have 4 horses now, okay? So I have 33 acres. I went 700 feet away from my property. I divine my own wells and I found water. And I'm like, and this is in the middle of that drought last year. And I said, I got a good well. And I thought it was a good well. And it was great water, 6 gallons a minute, tons. I tied it into that 1,000 gallon tank, great. Then all of a sudden, January, we had all that water. Guess what? I got mud in my water. Okay, so now I have a filtration system, and every couple hundred gallons, I have to back flush the filter that I put in there. Now, that being said, I can survive back there with the water that I have. And since getting off of the Woodward Hill water, and I'm the only guy who has a 3-inch water line coming down that 90-foot elevation of hill. In fact, it used to blow my sprinklers apart. There was so much pressure just from gravity. Okay. I can survive, but I'm trying to do the right thing, and this system is failing, and you're wrong. It's the late 50s, early 60s when that was put in.
Wow.
Okay, and that generation of homeowners who actually put that in are gone. None of them live out there anymore.
Yes, they do.
No.
Who does?
No.
Oh my God, you still there?
Of course.
Spencers are still there.
Yes. There's a lot of people still there.
Yes. No, there's a lot of new ones too, aren't there?
There are, but
there are a lot of new ones. I don't know most of the new ones. And
yeah, we can incorporate to the next one.
I thought it was.
Hello.
Okay, I'm sorry. They sidetracked me.
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
Then fine. No water. We don't need it. I don't need it. I think it's the right thing that we actually need to investigate this. Now that there's a water line that is being paid for to go so far, if we can just re-engineer it, oversize it, I know we don't want to overdo the growth that comes, so we actually engineer it for the growth that we want to have. We don't put a 3-foot line in there saying, hey, we're going to put 3,000 houses in there. There's 21 houses down there. I have water. I don't have water. I would like to have water because I would like to have a hydrant down there because I had the fire department down there. He says, well, if your house catches on fire, nothing we can do. My barn catches, there's not enough water. There's no water down there.
We have tankers.
Mm-hmm. I am half a mile from the road. It's 90 feet down. The police chief went out there and he said, nope, there's nothing we can do. He can't pull it out of my pond. He says, they can't do it. Mm-hmm. Okay. I really would love to be able to put a hydrant down there. I have a commercial grade 3-inch line running down the hill that I could actually hook a hydrant to if I can get enough water. I can't. There's people down there, the people on Woodward Hill, have reduced water pressure. Yes? Have they reduced your water pressure a little bit? Yeah. Does it every now and then go off? No? Has it worked for years and years and never?
On the agenda.
Okay. All right. Well, look, I've been trying to support it. I do the repairs. I've done a lot of repairs over the years. Okay. Whether you realize it was turned off or not because you had the water still in the line when the repair was being done, or the leaks, or the fees that you have to pay just for the maintenance, just for that. I think it would benefit everybody up there, and that also generates an infrastructure to keep anyone from, like, let's say Tip City, because right now the corporation limit is right at the bridge on 571. Used not to be there, it is there now. Real easy, no one's talking about it, but if someone's smart in Tip City, they say, wait a minute, we provide you with water, watch how many people go, absolutely. And you guys lose every time.
True.
So, that's all I got.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
I'm going to go hug a horse.
Excellent. Not too tough.
Joanne Moran.
Hello. My name is Joanne Moran. I live on Ross Road in Bethel for many, many years. And I'm actually here for two reasons. Number one is the Ross Road arson place. And the other is in support of Jason Wilson. I'm for medical marijuana, my husband and I are, but not for recreational. But the public is, and they voted such. So it's here. It might not be totally implemented everywhere yet, but it's coming. So the question remains, who gets the tax money from it? And I can see if the dispensary doesn't go in down there, so what's he going to be doing? Is he going to be with the medical marijuana place and then going someplace else where he's building the other? He could end up pulling all of it out, taking it somewhere, Hubert, Springfield, or Philadelphia. Somebody's going to get lot of money from it. Whether I want it in or not, it's coming. So let's make it a benefit to Bethel. I know people are worried about the consequences from that. So when I had a meeting with Detective Hickey today up at Miami County regarding the arson property, and I asked him the question, I said that with liquor, you have tests to give people. I said, what if somebody stopped and you don't know if they're not on liquor? What if they've been on marijuana or something like this, which I know is a concern of people. Mm-hmm. He said they have two tests. He said it's either a blood test or a urine test. And I'm like, are you going to do that on the spot? And he said, No, they have to go into the police department. I'm like, and what if they don't? He said they lose their license immediately.
Mm.
Thought that was very interesting. That ought to nip some of that in the bud, I'm hoping. So I'm for it for that reason, because I want that money for Bethel, for fire trucks, for everything that we need. The other issue was on the arson. They've caught the people that did it. They are still investigating. I think he said 8 to 10 more people to see who was behind it to put it together to do it. It was very interesting how they discovered who did it, and it was mainly the flock cameras.
Oh.
I'm like, he explained that in detail. He said about 2 years ago, they came here to Bethel and they explained the flock cameras in Bethel. And he said he would love to come back again. He said there are more flock cameras in Bethel than any other area around. Which I found very interesting, but they're a huge benefit, mainly for just reading license plates, which can be, they can actually, he said just the other day there was a car stolen in Michigan, and they put this license plate in to the flock cameras in the area, and they got a ping on it, because it actually went by, and they were able to catch the guy. It's really neat.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm definitely for the dispensary.
Thank you, Mrs. Marino.
Mm-hmm. Barbara Brewer.
I'm Barbara Brewer, and I live at 5578 South State Route 202. I've lived in this township for decades and have spent much time tending the incredibly important issue of providing water to the community. It is not an easy task, though certainly one worthy of our time and efforts. Water. We take it for granted. We forget the priceless nature of its presence in our days. I've always had this deep sense that water is a benevolent gift from source, something nature offers to all. In our deep sense of humanity and tending to this gift, which we all need like breath to live, some people offer their service as trustees to help make this available to all the humans around us, a community of people, humans. It is not an ego thing, not about power, not about divisive politics. It is about understanding the necessity of planning for quality water for the health and welfare of all living creatures, as well as humans in a township or city. It truly behooves us all when we come together to speak of how we ensure this life-giving and universal gift, sacred as bread and wine, if we pause to think about it. With a spirit of generosity, compassion, empathy, even joy and humor, that we are considerate, and most of all, that we articulate clearly in a language that respects, not diminishes. That we really pause to listen, truly listen, that respects, truly listen to each other before we respond. Creative resolution comes of such respect, not just for each other, but for all others that depend upon the outcome. Take off your backpack of power struggle issues and the legitimate stresses of the day, even ancient memories of division, and leave it all at the door before entering. Civility is a beautiful word. To feel at heart. How wonderful it would all if we would all breathe deep, relax, and look around and see the humanity of each other before we look at agenda.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's probably the most beautiful speech we've
some good
ever
quotes
had.
In there. Yeah,
cool.
That was beautiful. I got some notes.
Deborah Fritz.
Deborah Fritz, 5227 South State Route 202. I want to reiterate that Woodward Hill was created in 1969, not in the 50s. The first diggings was in the 1970s. And no one is paid at Woodward Hill for anything. It's all volunteer. Everything is volunteered by all the work. The trustees were working yesterday to repair a problem that was going to take water from everybody for a few hours.
Mm-hmm.
We do not want to be annexed into Tipp City. However, we need access to clean and reliable water supply that's crucial in maintaining the value and livability of our homes. Our system is 50-plus years old. We're trying to be proactive in finding a solution before it's an emergency. Yesterday morning, I thought we were having that emergency. The 3.8 mil general fund levy, to our knowledge, this fund will generate around $700,000 this year. One of the reasons for this levy, when it was originally put on the ballot, was to implement infrastructure projects such as roads, water, and other services, and storm water runoff management. We're simply asking for the tax dollars that we pay into this fund be used on our little corner of Bethel Township. Again, except for limited EMS services, and in my knowledge, no fire equipment has run into any of our, thank you, run to any of our homes, but you know, again, there's no fire hydrants. They don't plow our roads. They do not mow our side ditches. We all take care of it ourselves. To date, I've received two reports that I had requested back in April and May. I'm waiting on a third report that concerns the levy. If I'm reading it correct, that is that $700,000 per year. Maybe only to go up with the way the homes have been selling. That's a good possibility.
Mm-hmm.
I did receive a report on the ARPA funds. If I'm reading this report correctly, the remaining balance is $200,000 plus K. Do I understand that these funds must be allocated or we're going to lose them shortly?
Yes. By the end of the year, they have to be allocated.
They have to be allocated.
They don't have to be spent.
Correct, but allocated.
They carry into 25. Correct.
But they have to be allocated this year. That
they have to be allocated this year
and spent in 25.
I thought it was 26.
Six.
We had till 26 to spend it.
Okay.
And I think it depends on, too, what you're spending on. Because there's a list of things that when we went through the list together, some things were 25, some things could be stretched into 26, depending upon what it is. So,
have you earmarked it for anything actually yet?
Well, we will tonight.
We
there's 100,000
okay.
on the agenda for
okay.
tonight.
Mm-hmm. All right. I also have a report from Miami County that Miami County provided to me. Of the 191 water taps installed along State Route 40, over 35% of them have not tapped into the water system. Our tap-in numbers of Woodward Hill would be 100% plus. That's just our members. There's a whole lot of people on 202 besides Woodward Hill Water. So in fact, you've only delivered 64% of the people on State Route 40.
Well, the cost for that is a little bit different as well, because when you talk about tapping in, the house is back pretty far, and the cost to run the line back for those property owners is pretty expensive.
Well, we will have the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Our private road will have exactly the same thing, but we're in 100%. We are really at a critical situation. Yesterday just proved it all over again. Also, a few meetings ago, I don't have the exact date because I just wrote this down, I'm sorry. Woodward Hill offered to pay for the advertising for the bids to do the engineering study. Doesn't it make sense to get these bids so as to have an idea what the actual cost is going to be instead of
presuming what the cost might be. The county has only given us a presumption of what it may run. The bids come to Bethel Township at no cost. Woodward Hills offered to pay for the advertising to get those bids. I have not been contacted about anything with this. I would like to.
So the bids would be for to advertise
for the
companies
engineering,
for the
correct.
They have to.
Yes.
We have to have a list of qualified.
Yes.
People.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to select one.
That's how
that.
I understand it,
right.
As you explained it to me
mm-hmm.
before, that those bids are provided
excuse
to Bethel
me.
Township at no charge. The only expenditure
mm-hmm.
is the
advertising. Right. Yeah.
So again, I reiterate that Woodward Hill will pay for the advertising to get this started. We're beginning to feel like we're living on borrowed time at this point. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, now we're to Jason Wilson.
Jason Wilson, 6039 Buttonbush Street, Tip City, Ohio. I just wanted to, not really campaign, but I am a member of this community. I do
mm-hmm.
live here, and I am a vote for this dispensary as well. I think it will bring a lot to this community, and whether, you know, people think it or not, the way the law's wrote, you guys are going to get tax money from this dispensary. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, budgets and everything like this. This could, you know, be as much as $300,000 to $500,000 a year in Bethel Township's pocket. So, and those are rough numbers, don't quote me on those, but it is something.
Right.
And, you know, obviously creating, you know, the rest of it, you know, that we're gonna buy the building, put, you know, tons of money in the building. That's money you're gonna get for that. That's, you know, the people that get hired there are gonna shop at, you know, Turkey Farm and stuff like that, which we do currently. But I think it's a huge asset for this community, and that's how I feel.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Page two. Okay, action items.
Resolution number 24-06-056, a resolution to approve case ZA-02-24, a request from Bruce Flora located at 5955 Pisgah Road, Tip City, Ohio, 45371. To rezone 3 acres from the 121.78 acre A2 parcel to R-1AAA, leaving the remaining 118.78 acres A2, parcel ID A01-073500. Is located at 6185 State Route 202, Tip City, Ohio, 45371.
Okay, do I have a motion?
I move for the option of resolution 24-06-056.
And a second?
Second.
All right, any discussion?
I don't have any.
Okay, hearing no discussion, please call the roll.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just make sure I'm in the right spot. Resolution number 24-06-057. A resolution to approve case ZA-03-24. A resolution to approve case that's printed twice. Do I need to read it twice?
No.
Okay. A request from Jason Wilson at 9292 State Route 201, Tip City, Ohio, 45371, to rezone 5.12 acres A1 parcel located at 9185 Mann Road, Tip City, Ohio, 45371, combining rear 2 acres to adjoining I-1 parcel located at 9292 State Route 201 and rezoning remaining 3.12 acres on Mann Road to R-1AAA.
Okay, do I have a motion?
I move for the adoption of Resolution 24-06-057.
Do I have a second? I will second it. Okay, any discussion?
I just think that it should be I'm not sure that this is the right thing for that area. Judging by what I've seen from what's happened to Mr. Wolf, and what he's contending with the storage facility back there. I've got a letter from 10 of the neighbors complaining, which I think was passed on to you as well. And
I didn't see that.
Did you forward it to me too? I think it was left in the office when Mr. Wolf dropped it off. Let me see, I may have a copy of it in my, maybe not. It's probably still in the office over there. But Mr. Wolf was kind enough to bring it to the office with 10 of the residents who live on that street who signed a petition stating that when they're harvesting that the smell is horrendous and that he and his neighbors didn't want the expansion. And he was kind enough to come to me, and he's here. If you doubt what I'm saying, you can ask him any question that you would like to. I don't think I can support it given that information.
Okay.
So that's my statement.
Okay. So I would just like to say, so once we do this, then we'll go just finish this one. Just give us a minute. We're in the middle of, and then you can go next. Somebody raised a concern. I'm sorry, I've already forgotten who, because we heard a lot of people, about changing that property and the area. So 201 is our business corridor, and it has been the business corridor for as long as I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
I personally am almost never, I've never been in support of changing farmland to something else. I see our farmland disappearing. We'll never get it back. But this does attach to the business corridor. So, I don't know. I just wanted to say that area is a business corridor for the person who raised that concern. So these are tough decisions. That's my discussion. Did you have anything, Beth, that you wanted
to
say?
I don't know anything.
Okay. Discussion's done. Call the roll, please.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
No.
We're going to do him next,
yes.
Right?
Yes. So we're going to just back up since we have our...
I'm loud. Everybody can hear me. So I'm going to be left at the sheriff's office. Anybody have anything for me? I do not have anything for the group.
Nope.
Okay, does he have anything for me?
I have a question.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, it's my first meeting, so I don't know what the rules are. If I break any, just
apologize.
No,
he
asked, so go ahead.
So I recently, in the last year and a half, moved to 40.
Okay.
And I'm in the grant area where the speed limit is 45. And people on that road are doing 70 plus at all hours of the day and night. In the 45.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering what can be done about that, or if there's anything, is currently being done.
Yeah. So there is a deputy assigned to Bethel Township at 8 hours out of 24-hour period. So when they're down here, they should be enforcing traffic, which we all do. So just have to be there to catch them. We do have a speed trailer that, if we'd like, I can try to get put down here.
That'd be awesome.
That's something
I
you guys like.
That.
All it does is show their speed and then flashes at them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I can try to get that done.
Yeah, if you can get that down here, I'm thinking there's a lot of people who would like to have it on their road for a while. Cause,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you that it's, I mean, it's scary pulling into
it
in and out of my driveway in a 45-mile-an-hour when it shouldn't be. So I just was curious, and I can also say I've only been here a year and a half, and I do work full-time, and I've been running a lot, but I have seen a deputy maybe 3 times. So it could just be the time of day that I'm not available. But
well, they're in the entire township
yeah.
for 8 hours, so it's not necessarily that they would be on 40, and also, correct me if I'm wrong, it's not necessarily 8 hours from like 6 a.m.
Right.
to 2 p.m. If they get called off somewhere, they go, and then they come and lose 3 hours here, then they come back and add the 3 hours the next day or that afternoon.
Well, typically, so if you're assigned to Bethel Township, you stay
here. Right.
Unless it's an emergency,
right.
like somebody's, you know, something serious has happened, then you might go. Otherwise, you stay inside the township for 8 hours. Now, even if we're not assigned to that 8 hours in here, people still come down here. I come down here. I live in Bethel Township. So I go home, and I drive through here all the time.
Thank you.
So,
is there a special time that the traffic is the heaviest, that they speed the most?
I don't know. I feel like I'm going to die every time I turn my car into my space. That, or there's going to be a road rage incident, and I'm
like,
going to need
like
some bail money.
Six, three,
I'm generally evening, yes.
Okay, so it's the majority of time of evening. What about the nighttime noise?
Nighttime noise is horrific.
Motorcycles.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you. I hear them, too. We were sitting there on the other side, and myself and another deputy, and heard a motorcycle come screaming through and then chased him down 40 and caught him, but at that point, it's not worth it to.
But they know you're there now.
They do. And I think he lives in that trailer park.
So I also have periodically put that there's a police at my house on ways, so that's trying to stop. So if you all want to do that,
if you live on 40 and you're okay with the police officer sitting there and give them permission,
I
they
will feed you.
If you give
you
him your address after
right
this,
over there.
If you don't mind, what's your address?
6665 U.S. Route 44.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll put it out. We send a message out after every meeting to put out anything that for the good of the group. So.
What time do you cook?
No, I'll be there.
I absolutely have a flexible job. I can be there 24/7. I can do all the make it happen.
I'll serve you. He'll cook.
I will say speeding is a problem everywhere.
Yeah.
I go up and down 202 and catch people doing 70.
Well, and I'm guilty of it as well.
I mean, we
care about
motorcycles
right now. I was just pulled over, so I'm not going
to say. But I just was curious what the options are, being new to the area. I grew up in New for a while, so
yeah.
I'm not really new to the area, but I'm new to living here.
Definitely we'll try to get that speed trailer down there.
Let them eat, let them bark.
Yeah.
You're protected.
Use the restroom, you're good. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
571 at 2 intersection.
Okay.
Invariably, at least 2 or 3 times a week, there is a turn left on red in front of traffic when the light turns for them to go.
People just speed
they just,
and go.
Yep, sometimes 2 cars.
Mm-hmm.
I know you have to be there to see it, but.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do it up here.
Just wait for you, just watch any accident happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
they have. I don't disagree. It's happened to me too. Anybody else have any questions for me?
No, thanks for what you do.
Just don't fish
me. I just want to let you know, we got a comment earlier about the flock cameras that
yeah.
it helped catch some criminals. So
yeah.
just wanted to pass that on.
They are very
yep.
useful. So we use them all the time. I know they assisted with that arson.
That's what she was talking about.
Okay, yeah.
Yep.
Yep. They were able to actually, somebody called in that lived in the township said, hey, I saw a car leaving that area around the time it caught fire, mm-hmm. and we were able to backtrack and find the car.
Wow.
Excellent.
So, yep, they are very helpful. And I know Huber has them too, so we have access to Hubers, we have access to the flock cameras throughout the whole state and country. Does anybody know what a flock camera is?
No. Yeah.
So it's that black pole out here at 201. It reads your license plate. So I can get on the computer and look up maybe a time frame or a vehicle or even a plane. It'll tell me where you've been. I think Pixel has them.
They all got them.
I'm pretty sure they,
yeah.
I think they do, but
yeah, right
I'm not
the
sure if they have access to them.
Yeah.
Those might be ours, though.
Yeah, they are.
But the county has them, the parks has them, I think Tip City does. But it does not take a picture of your face. That's the one thing. It's not like a picture of the person in the
just
car.
Just the vehicle.
Just the plate. Yeah. So they are very helpful.
My neighbor called me yesterday to tell me that her sticker on the back of her license plate on both cars was stolen.
Okay.
Zimmerman on the Van Road.
Did she report it?
She said she called it in.
She called in, okay.
And she called us, and I checked it, Lars, we're still intact.
That's actually a felony.
I didn't even know you could get those off of the plane.
Or steal a sticker off.
So don't do it next time, Richard.
she did report it and get new stickers in?
She just called me last night to tell me to be aware of my property, too.
Okay. Anybody else have anything?
I'll just say I get to see your deputies. I live over on Windham Road, that little dead end area over there. I see a deputy once, twice a week, does a little loop through there, different times of the day. I think it's great.
Yeah. So typically, because we're on 12-hour shifts now, so either day shift will have Bethel, or they'll have Bradford, or night shift will have Bethel or Bradford. Mm-hmm. So it kind of alternates. So it just depends. Like I think right now we have Bradford. But I'm the East unit, so I cover Bethel when we don't have an assigned Bethel as the East unit.
Great. Thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Good night.
Good evening.
Okay. Am I back on track now?
Yep.
Resolution number 24-06-058, a resolution authorizing the fiscal officer to pay Mike Arnold for his accrued vacation and sick leave time.
Okay, do we have a motion?
Go ahead. I move for the adoption of resolution 24-06-058.
Seconded by
me.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion?
No.
Okay. Call the roll, please. Call the vote.
Trustee Van Haren.
Yes.
Trustee Dick.
Yes.
Trustee Reese.
Yes.
Okay. Resolution number 24-06-059. A resolution accepting the resignation of William Mannheim from the Bethel Township Road Department.
Motion.
I'll second that.
Okay, discussion?
I do have some discussion. Billy Mannheim has worked in our road department for 6 years or something. Great worker, does a fantastic job, and I am sorry to see him go. So, his last day is, I think, next Friday.
Okay, any further discussion? Call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Resolution number 24-06-060, a resolution to hire Eric Campbell for the seasonal position of road department worker.
Okay, do we have a motion?
Motion.
We'll second that.
Thank you, ladies. Discussion.
I don't know who this is. I don't know how they were interviewed. I don't know where the job description is. I don't know if they have a valid Ohio license. I don't even know if they've passed a drug test. This should be contingent on passing a drug test. But I have no information on this. I don't know who made the decision and how this resolution got on there. So I'd appreciate some clarification.
Okay, absolutely. And I saw your questions. Appreciate those, but as you know, we can't talk in email, so have to save them for the meeting. So as acting township administrator, I had told a couple people about Billy resigning and the fact that it kind of, you know, it's hard, especially this time of year when the mowing is pretty much full time every day, that it's not raining. And Eric was recommended, and I did change the resolution. He does have a driver's license. The so this is just a way to so the resolution is written as a seasonal worker, not as permanent. So this is just a way to kind of fill the gap.
So who also made that decision?
So I made that decision as well. I mean, I didn't make any decisions. I wrote the resolution, but that's why we're here, right? Because then we decide as trustees if this is a good idea or not. Mm-hmm. So I went back and saw that Billy originally got hired as a seasonal worker. Mm-hmm. He did not take a drug test at the time. I'm not against the drug test, but I would like to get help.
If he's driving our equipment, he needs to take a drug test.
I'm just saying Billy did not take a drug test when he started. I'm not against the drug test. I think that should happen as soon as possible so we can get that set up. But this is just a stopgap so that until we can do a job posting and get a permanent person, this would be a way to get Robert the help. It's a part-time job. He would not be eligible for health benefits or township-sponsored health benefits or life insurance. And also, a seasonal worker is not eligible for accumulating sick leave. That's per the employee manual.
So how many hours are you thinking, deciding to work?
Well, the hours were not specified on any of the other seasonal workers.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if we need to specify hours because
we can't work over 32 hours, then that's full time.
Actually, it's 40 hours is considered full time, and also
it's 32 for insurance.
Well, there's also, well, yeah, we can check on that. There's also, well, Ohio Revised Code says that you can determine what full time means to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, we can limit the hours if we have to. But I did not write that in here because it's seasonal and it's considered a part-time job.
So I'd like to see the job description that you gave him. I'd like to see any documentation you have on this interview process. I'd like to see, I have no idea who this is. I'm sure he came recommended by someone, but this is the first time I'm really seeing this. So.
Well,
and
Billy just resigned a few days ago, and he was here earlier.
And
him,
I would think I that we would, since we're only paying our firefighters and EMTs $15, $16, and $17 an hour, this position is $20.50. And if it's only part-time, did you ever think of maybe asking several of them if they wanted, you know, 5 hours a week to, they're already drug tested, to, on their off days, to go mow? I mean, that would be even more money. I mean, typically we try and hire inside first.
Well, the $20.50 is what Billy was earning. So that's where that number came from.
Right, and what about reaching out to our 24 part-time firefighters to see if anybody's interested in doing that for 5 or 6 hours a day? I mean, they're working, they would have the day off if they weren't committed at another place. I mean, maybe they'd like to earn that money.
But can we depend on that to, I mean, this is something that has to be, you have to be available, right? So this just seemed like a good option to have somebody
working,
that was available.
Aren't your fire guys working a rotation shift anyway?
Yeah.
So I don't know, but did you ask any of them? Did you put it out there? Did you post this job? I mean,
no.
Here's the deal.
We're
going to
post
the
job.
You're going to post the job?
No, I think eventually, I mean, not eventually, but this is just a stopgap measure to ensure that
the grass
is mowed and that we don't lose any service in the community.
First of all, it's not written like a stopgap measure. There's no end date on it. And second of all, we are a public entity. We're not a private corporation. It's not your own business. We want to be We want to be as transparent as possible. We are using taxpayer money. We need to post this job. We need to also let our firefighters know. Maybe we post it and tell them. We also have hired from within. This is more money than they're currently earning.
We have not asked firefighters in the past. That is not a historical.
They have.
Also, there is in the resolution.
They have plowed for us in the past. In fact, Josh plowed for us this year.
Yeah, but not as a position. He helped.
But we don't know.
Also, on the resolution, it does say it will terminate when a permanent road department worker is selected and hired.
We haven't hired any permanent workers since the beginning of this year. I don't think that we're on a track to hire more permanent workers. We haven't hired an administrator. We haven't hired a fire chief. We haven't hired a zoning director. Granted, he only left a month ago. So I don't know as if that's, I mean, good, but we could go permanent or we could go seasonal for forever. Those are my comments. I'm done. I've said my piece.
I'm glad.
Okay.
Call
further
vote.
Comments?
No, I don't have any comments.
Okay. Call the vote, please.
And oh wait, I do have one thing. I'm not against this person. I don't even know him. He could be a fine worker. I just think we need to follow the process.
She went back and looked
we,
up your
we
process.
We don't have a process. That's part of the issue. And I stated that in January that I would like to have a process.
We don't hire our friends and family to do a job that we don't post. We do post jobs. Whether or not there's a specific procedure to post a job, I don't know that. But that we do post a job. We have an obligation to use our taxpayers' money wisely and to put those jobs that are out there available for the public to see.
And we will do that, but right now, as for this short time, we need help mowing. So this person can fill
that.
And, okay, well, I've said my piece still. It's a recommendation by the township administrator that we hire this person temporarily until we hire a permanent person so that we don't have any break in service. That's the recommendation.
A recommendation by the acting township administrator.
Yes, ma'am.
Who's also a trustee.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You can call. I'm done. Thank you.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
No.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Okay. Resolution number 24-06-061, a resolution authorizing the purchase of two Hustler mowers with extra blades from Wagner Power Equipment at a cost not to exceed $30,000.
Okay, do I have a motion?
Motion.
I'll second that.
Thank you, ladies. Any discussion?
First of all, I appreciate, Cameron, that you sent the warranty issues out.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like you paraphrased it from the document. So
mm-hmm.
could you send us the document just so that we have it in the file?
I asked for that, and unless you buy it, they're not going to pull it out and give it to you.
And that's fine.
Okay.
When we get it,
when
though,
you get it.
I'd like to see it.
Okay, great.
That'd be great. That's all I have.
Okay.
We have no discussion.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Yep.
Okay, Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Okay. Resolution number 24-06-062, a resolution authorizing the purchase of new playground equipment for Friendship Park at a cost not to exceed $71,000.
Okay, do I have a motion?
Motion.
I'll second that, yeah.
Okay, thank you, ladies. Discussion?
How did we come up with that $71,000? Because wasn't the last, the last quote was $70,800, so
mm-hmm.
we're just not to exceed that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and I've already sent out for two additional quotes from two other companies, which went out after last week's meeting and have yet to be returned.
Okay,
so.
And you're going to get the warranty stuff on those too, right?
Yes.
All right, great. Thank you.
Okay, so I just wanted to say So both of these, so yeah, so you know why this was written for 71,000, because that's one of the estimates. That's our highest estimate at this time.
Mm-hmm. It's our only estimate, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the only one. Even Mike couldn't get one. So what he got wasn't an estimate either. And what I'm trying to get is from the company that he gave you the email kind of guesstimate of what he thought we would have to spend, and then another one from a company out of Columbus. And so far, there's not been anything written that's come back. So. As soon as I get them, I'll be happy to share them, but we may never get them.
So I just wanted to say that both this purchase and the two Hustler mowers from the previous resolution are ARPA fund available, ARPA fund authorized. We can spend the American Rescue Plan money on these purchases. Just wanted to say that.
Is this just open to your discussion?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. Just asking.
Ask at the end.
At the end.
Yeah. Unless your partner can know what she's going to ask.
Okay.
Okay. Any further discussion?
No, I don't have any. You have anything else, Beth?
No.
Yes. Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Resolution number 24-06-063, a resolution approving a procedure to engage outside legal counsel.
Motion.
I'll second that.
Thank you, ladies. Discussion?
So if you haven't been here, normally we use the Miami County Prosecutor for any legal opinion that we need. Two of the trustees thought that the process was not speedy enough and requested that we get outside counsel. We voted on that in, I think, April, maybe, end of May, end of March, beginning of April. And we voted 2-1 to hire an outside counsel. One of my concerns was at an amount not to exceed $10,000. Mind you, the Miami County Prosecutor is free. He is a bit slow, but he is free. So my concern was, how could one of us spend township funds without having the consent of the other two trustees? We act as a board. And if we're, so this is the procedure to clarify that. And basically what it says is, unless you have a copy of it, is that any trustee can, or the fiscal officer, is authorized to request a legal opinion from the law firm. Such requests must be submitted to the law firm in writing. Upon making a request for legal services, the requesting party must promptly inform the other trustees and the fiscal officer. The other trustees and the fiscal officer must be provided with the exact content of the request as it was submitted. In other words, if I email the lawyer, I have an obligation to, it's probably easiest to copy them on it, but they have the same obligation to do to the rest of us. So exactly what we're asking for. And then the law firm's response to the requester must also be copied to the other trustees and the fiscal officer so that everybody is in the loop on this. So just wanted to clarify that.
So I'd just like to say a couple things. First of all, I believe the max is 5,000.
Oh, okay, thank you, 5,000.
We've allocated 10,000 for outside legal counsel, but we said 5K and then we gotta come back for more. and also, you know, I'm a very cheap person, so I don't go and use services that I don't need. That's an understatement. Thank you. very prudent with the money, but I can tell you that I have requests from the Miami County Prosecutor, our free attorney. Love free. Don't get me wrong. If it's for free, it's for me. That's one of my favorite sayings. I have requests outstanding from as far back as November 2022. So sometimes he's very responsive. And sometimes it takes a little longer. So this was just a measure, just in case we had some sort of issue that we needed to get answered right away and the Miami County Prosecutor's Office could not handle it with their load. So that's all I want to say. Further discussion?
No. You ready?
Yep.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Resolution number 24-06-064, a resolution limiting cannabis cultivator and processor facilities within Bethel Township, Miami County.
Motion.
Motion, thank you.
So wait, hang on before I vote on this. Is this the use one that we're voting on?
This? Yes. This is,
okay.
Do we have a second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
So I just want to say up front, I did update this right before the meeting. I did talk to our prosecuting attorney, very responsive on this. I emphasized how urgent it was, and he recommended a couple of changes to the one that I had sent out, and it was mostly to be very specific about medical marijuana versus adult use cannabis. The ORC, our guiding rule book, the Ohio Revised Code, has two separate sections. So one is for medical marijuana, and now that we've passed the adult use cannabis, there's a separate section. So he just said be very clear about the two. So now we have section one and section two spells out that it's both. So the what's proposed, the proposal didn't really change. It's just the wording is a little tighter legally, that cultivator facilities, of which we already have one, this has no effect on that. We limit it to no more than one facility in total. So it doesn't matter whether it's medical or adult use, or some combination, because as they've pointed out, you're growing, you don't know where it's gonna end up. So it could be either. But since the license could be specific, there we go. And processor facilities, same idea, no more than one processor facility in total, regardless of whether it's medical, adult use, or combination. So that was the change.
Right,
and the title changed a little bit. Instead of being generic, it now includes both medical marijuana and adult use.
So for all you guys that don't understand what she just said, there's only going to be one facility here in the township. That's it.
Just one for one. Grow,
one
and
for
one
grow,
for processing.
And one for processing. That's it. So another company, John Henry, can't start up on 201 someplace down the road. We've only got one. And that's the Paragon Corporation right now.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
No further discussion.
Okay. Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Okay. And you probably should explain that we really didn't have a choice but to say yes on this, because what we were doing is limiting it, not.
Yes. He's in the next one.
Okay.
Okay. Resolution number 24-06-065, a resolution imposing a moratorium on retail dispensaries for the sale of cannabis within Bethel Township, Miami County, Ohio.
So this one we're also doing the loose leaf one, correct? That's what we're voting on?
I'm sorry, doing the what?
Voting on the loose leaf one, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Just wanting to be clear.
Yes. I'm sorry, when you said loose leaf, I thought you were talking about some kind of marijuana.
Oh, yeah, no. I meant the loose
leaf. I got you.
Paper.
Yes,
I get
the single sheet. Sorry.
I can see that, yeah.
That was my fault. Okay, do we have a motion? Do we have a second? I will second it. Okay, discussion.
Okay, same deal here with the, there's some minor changes to, again, break out the one section into two to be specific about adult use versus medical marijuana, and citing the ORC paragraphs that, or the sections that govern those.
So the other one, they were in the same section, and this one, they're separate sections, right?
Correct. Correct. I think the old one was a generic cannabis as well. Well, you have that in the big package, the old one. I didn't print the whole package around. Wait, I have some discussion.
Okay. Just got quiet.
Yeah, I was just trying to find that. Yeah, it was just a generic cannabis in the past. So, so the idea behind this is, wow, this is a tough one. So, I'm going to tell you my personal opinion. My personal opinion is I would probably vote to have the dispensary in the township. I wasn't like this, I wasn't for this originally, but I've been convinced because of some of the positive reasons, which is that you have clean marijuana for the adult users. There doesn't seem to be an issue on the medical side, right? That people are kind of for medical now, or not against it. It's the adult use side that seems to cause some consternation. So that's one of the positives, is that there would be clean product available. I don't know that the money, you know, the money, it's great. We get some tax money. It'll probably change down the road, and we'll end up getting more of a minimum, which kind of like alcohol sales. We get some minimum income from that in the township. So that's my personal opinion. I have some other reasons, but that's my personal opinion. However, I am a elected official, and I'm here to represent the community. And so in the community, there's been a lot of concerns raised for various reasons of why we should or should not have this facility. And almost every person talks about the element that it may bring to the township, a possible rise in crime. So I called the Piqua Police Department. Piqua has two dispensaries currently. They've seen no impact based on no crime, no calls to these facilities. But keep in mind, these facilities are medical use only. Medical dispensary for medical use only. I don't know if it'll cause problems adding the adult use. So the moratorium will buy us a little time to see what's out there, see what actually happens, and see if what the concerns are valid or maybe not valid. We don't know at this point. So I personally like the idea of the moratorium. It's 6 months. That's my discussion.
My discussion is that I'm not in favor of it. I did. Those of you who came to the town hall know that I'm not in favor of it. I wasn't in favor of the grow operation either. I spoke out against it. Two people who are sitting here know that. They live on Mann Road. But the decision was made to allow it here, so it is what it is. But the decision hasn't been made to sell it here. And so that's where I'm at. There's been a lot of talk about money that we should receive. When I was first elected, I was told that we should be getting money from the grow side as well. And to this day, I've not seen one penny yet from the grow side. And it's been how many years since it's been here? 4 years?
And it just opened last summer.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying. I haven't seen.
I'm just telling you what the fact is.
Well,
it just opened last summer.
It just opened last summer. They're just now reaping their harvest, and we haven't seen any money from it. And from what I'm understanding, we won't see any money from it. Now, on the sales side, they are saying that we could receive money from the sales side for having the dispensary. Right now, because this was a vote set up by the people, it's now going back to the legislature for them to regulate on what we will receive and how much you can grow yourself, all those little tidbits that weren't actually kind of thought out, or they didn't like the fact that when you passed it, or the majority of this people in the state passed it, they're going to now tweak it. Your legislature's going to tweak it to so that it benefits them. So if we do get money, it's probably going to be the equivalent of, like Julie said, the liquor sales money that we receive from Big Mike's and the other drive-thru that's here. It's not enough, in my opinion, personally speaking, to overcome the stigma that's attached to having it here in our community, the reduction in property value that it could create in our community, and the inconvenience that it's going to cause the people who have to drive through and live in this area of where it's located. That's my opinion. And I asked myself three very strategic questions. Number one, would I want to live next door to it? No, I would not. Would I frequent a business that was next door to it? No, I would not. And that includes a restaurant or anything else that would be there, okay? I just wouldn't do it. And I doubt that my neighbors would either. So that's one of the categories that I'm looking at as well. And would I like to see it in a residential setting? Even though that is our business corridor, to the right of this building, one building down is two properties, two residential properties. And right on the corner, it leads back to a third property that was just recently sold, and I'm sure they have no idea of what's there. And it goes all the way around to Mann Road. To the left of that property, if you're facing it, again, one building over, residential property. Then you have Singer Road, right or left on Singer, residential property. So, you know, what does that do to those folks' value? Granted, they are improving their location, but what about the property that surrounds their location? What does that do to their value? So when you look at everything like that, it's, for me, a no-brainer. I just feel that it's not a right fit for this particular area. It would have been better located on Executive Boulevard, no question about it. And that's where they originally wanted to be. But Huber said no, so we now have them. So when I look at all of this and I put it into perspective, I look at it from the standpoint of, is this a good fit for where they want to locate? And it's not, in my opinion. And I have to vote my conscience, and my conscience tells me this is not right. I'm one of three, and that's what you have to remember. I'm only one of three. So that's where I'm at.
Okay, so I shared with you guys a little bit earlier that I'd gotten a ton of responses, a lot of emails. I had folks stop me in Charleston Falls. I talked to my neighbors, and I had a list of pros and cons. I didn't share that with people unless they asked. I simply said, hey, there's a proposal up for a dispensary in Bethel Township. What do you think? I didn't phrase it as I'm for it. I didn't phrase it as I was against it. But several people asked me what my pros and cons were. So my pros were, it is along our commercial corridor. It is in the southern end of Bethel Township. It does take a property that it's actually looking pretty good now. I don't know if it's because they want to sell it to you, but for a while that store and lot did not look so good, but it's been cleaned up, so that's good. So I won't use the word blighted, but it is definitely not looked great. It is already zoned light industrial. It's a 1.4-acre parcel, so other things could eventually go in there. It does have access to sewer and water, so it is definitely going to be at some time, I'm sure, if it's not a dispensary, it will be something else. That's
more along the lines of light industrial. I don't think the traffic is, initially I thought the traffic was a big concern, but I don't know if we've really noticed a huge increase in traffic from the Dollar General. I think more of the traffic is coming from carriage trails. But that's, but my, one of my cons is that people are against it, and I, or pros are people are against it. I don't know how you phrase that one. And that is definitely a factor I need to consider, is if the community is against it. There's a lot of good reasons for it from a township, strictly township standpoint. There's also a lot of people who don't want it. I will also tell you that I have a vet office now on my road, which is West Charleston Road. Nobody wanted it. Not a single person wanted it. So that's a vet office. I mean, it doesn't matter. And my point in saying that is, I guess it doesn't really matter what it is. A lot of us just don't want anything new to come in. So I'm not discounting that we don't like the dispensaries. I'm not discounting you don't like a vet. We just don't like, in general, change. Yeah, it's a hard issue, and I really do appreciate everybody giving me their 2 cents, and I'll continue to listen. I haven't made my mind up. I don't know whether I could vote for it or not vote for it. So the moratorium is great. 6 months, we'll see what that brings, and that's fine. We'll back in December or November, whenever.
And then
that
you
is.
Can all come back then.
Beth, can I just ask you one question?
Sure.
I may have missed this when you said it, but you said it was about 60-40 from the people you talked to.
Yeah.
Was it 64 or 60 against?
60 against and 44 about,
okay.
Approximately. I didn't
right.
run the numbers. I'm going to screenshot all my people's comments and send them out to you guys because they were fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
They really were.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. It was interesting.
Everybody.
Okay, what are we doing?
Any other comments?
Any
other discussion?
Any other?
I don't have any.
No, I don't have any.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Yep. Call the vote, please.
Okay, Trustee Dick.
I'm for the resolution for the moratorium.
Moratorium.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Then you vote yes.
Trustee Reese.
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren.
Yes.
Okay, resolution number 24-06-066, a resolution to record electronic payments and warrants.
Okay.
I move for
adoption
of resolution 24-06-066.
Second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Any more discussion?
None.
I don't have any.
Okay. Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Okay. Public comments on any topic.
Now you can come up.
I did come up. I can't stop from here.
Did you fill out a paper?
I didn't.
Okay. Can you fill one out?
Yeah.
It's easier to do the minutes if we have this correct spelling. Do we have any other?
No. Did anybody
okay.
else have any comments that they need to fill a paper out on or anything they have a question on?
The papers are on the table, aren't they? The pink.
Can I fill it after?
Pink paper. Yeah, that's fine.
Just say your name.
Sure.
Carla Marquette. I live at 6665 U.S. Route 40. My initial question was around the Friendship Park. And I will truly benefit from that. I take my granddaughter there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just curious, what, didn't really see anything wrong with the existing equipment. What is?
It's pretty bad. We've got Robert has tried to cover some of the metal portions of it that are raised and coming apart.
Okay.
And then he's worked on it quite a bit over the last 2 years. And it's to the point now where there's a liability issue there. If we don't either take it down completely and not put anything up, because we were trying to stay within a budget, and the original budget was only $50,000, and it's impossible to get something for $50,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I managed to get one estimate, which was $70,000 to replace exactly what we have there. And that's taking it down and that's erecting it. And, you know, there was some talk at one of the other business meetings about trying to move it closer to the restroom a little bit. But I think that was nixed at the last business meeting because there we don't have cameras there for to kind of watch, you know. And that's some of the parents might send their children over to the park, and you just don't want anything to happen.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. I think we have the funds for it. I just hadn't really picked up on what was the issue. Second comment is obviously on the marijuana dispensary. And I think one of the things that I haven't really heard talked about here is the effect on the kids, the fact that it's a mile from the school. It's 5 miles from Tecumseh High School.
Yeah.
I work and volunteer a lot with some local nonprofits that are dealing with generational cycles of abuse, drug abuse.
Wow.
And it's really concerning to me. The location, I'm not necessarily a prude. I think if you're an adult and consenting adult, you are working, you are doing this recreationally in your own home. I really don't care.
Right.
But I don't like where it's at all. Like, that is a huge concern. And everybody that I've spoken with, I mean, I don't have a 60-40. I have a 100% no way do we want this.
Right.
So obviously I'm one person.
Right.
And my field of vision is small.
Right.
In this community, but it's very concerning to me. So.
Well, we definitely appreciate
you
coming
and the email you sent.
And the email that you sent as well. I mean, I've never met you before, so I was very enlightening to read what you sent to
me.
And
I do have, you know, through this process, I do have some resources that I would love to share.
Sure, that'd be great.
I don't know what that looks like, but I had several people that really wanted to come tonight, and it was just such short notice that they could not attend. To share the effect on the kids.
Perfect.
The potential
That'd
risk on the kids. And I mean, that's where my main concern is. Traffic is a concern.
Yeah.
I almost die on that road as well. I mean, if I get past that, then I gotta deal with my driveway. So,
right.
I mean, traffic is a concern. Crime is a concern. You know, lots of crimes of opportunity, people coming in, you know, just seeing something in your yard, seeing different things that I've researched, and I have seen this. I've spoken with several police officers. I have resources in Springfield. Deputy Loney at Tecumseh is gonna do some research for me on what they're seeing in Clark County. I'm open and willing to listen. My mind could be changed, you know, possibly, but at this point, I'm a hard pass.
Thank you.
Thank you
so
much. Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard this about the children, especially the children. It's near the school. It's near the school. Are they selling the 16-year-olds?
No, they are not.
So where are these kids getting this stuff at the school if they're not selling it to 16-year-olds? That was a question I had to ask.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, because
I
understand
know.
About the schools, but I thought they were going to sell to 16-year-olds. But if it's a 21-year-old, where are the kids getting this stuff? I mean, I don't
back
use it. I don't know. I'm sorry, what?
Backroom deals.
Well, who's providing it for the backroom?
Adults.
Oh, so we need to blame the adults who give it to the children.
That happens now.
You're providing that adult for adults. That was the only thing I was having a problem with. It was, you keep saying the children, the children, the children. I understand addiction.
I would be happy to speak to that.
I, you know, I understand.
We're just
going to
let her talk. It's fine. It's.
I understand addiction, but I wasn't sure where the kids were coming in with that. I knew what my family.
Home grow.
Well,
you can grow in your home. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, Ohio originally it was 6 plants, and now that's been cut back. So.
Yeah,
we don't know yet exactly how much we're going to be allowed legally to grow. So once they finish chopping up what
the rule,
citizens passed.
Is,
then we'll know everything in maybe 6 months,
six
you know?
Months. Yeah. 12 at home.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. I just need to clarify.
Yeah,
who
no,
the
that's
kids
a good
were.
Point.
Yeah,
yeah.
Good. It's good. Point taken, like liquor.
Fill out a pink paper, please.
Yeah.
If they don't.
Donna, make sure you fill out that paper.
Right here.
Thank you.
Thank you for reminding me.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Next time, papers are at the beginning.
On the 3 acres that they are going to have residential on Mann Road.
Okay. Thanks. Sorry.
What are the? I mean, I understand they said that they're waiting for him to clean up what he's going to do and move out, but once that occurs, are they going to like? What are their intentions? Are they going to like tear down the building and put up a new house? Just rent out the house?
We don't know.
What are they allowed to do? Or
that's what he stated so far. It would probably be a new house, but you can talk to him after the meeting.
After the meeting, you could talk to Jason. It is a buildable lot. The 3 acres is a buildable lot.
Well, we live right next to Wood Tone.
Hopefully it looks better than what it is now, because
disgusting.
Yeah, I know. We've sent multiple letters to them over the past.
I've only seen one letter.
Well, we actually, Mike Arnold, who used to be our zoning inspector, and Andy actually hand-delivered to the guy, and he just...
He sent me the letter, but it was only one.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It was one. I asked him, and he sent me one letter.
And that was at my insistence.
And that was the only letter he sent.
No, we've attempted to send him multiple letters. He hasn't actually accepted those. We've had him on our radar for the last years. It's not.
Right, but what happens after that?
Kana spoke to it earlier, and she can speak to it now. It goes to the court.
Yeah, what happens is, and this is part of the reasons why we wanted to hire an outside attorney, is that when we send these letters up to the county prosecutor, it's up to them to prosecute. It's up to them to push the issue. I mean, I will send two letters, all right? Actually three, if you really want to know the truth about it. The first one is, hey, is there some way we can help you? Are you having some sort of problem that keeps you from cutting your grass or whatever? It's my little friendly thing that I came up with when I took this position on. And then if they don't respond within a week, the first really formal letter goes out, and they have 14 days to respond at that point. And if they don't respond in that 14 days by cutting their grass or cleaning up what I've asked them to do, then another one goes out, okay? And after that one, it goes to the prosecuting attorney's office. And then he should send a letter, or he should move it down the road a little bit. But as I said, 9 times out of 10, that doesn't happen. They pick and choose what is a priority for their particular office at this time. And grass and junk is not sometimes their priority. I would like for it to be, but you know, again, it comes back to us not having minimum property standards here that we really want to set in this community, because we don't. You know, we're really lax in terms of a lot of things that really should be looked at harder. But it's up to the people to force that issue. And if they don't force it, and there's with their zoning code, then you know, we have to rely on the bare minimum and the county prosecutor to enforce it on our behalf.
So we have looked at property maintenance codes over the years in Bethel Township. You can adopt one of two property maintenance codes by the Ohio Revised Code. It's not like we can pick and choose that we want your gutters to be this way but not your doors or something. Mm-hmm. There's two to choose from. And by and large, residents have told us, we moved to the country, we don't want you to tell us what to do. So we do not have a property maintenance code, and that's why. And then the procedure is for getting rid of high grass and junk. It is through the Ohio Revised Code, and we are restricted by what it allows us to do. And the courts, if they're busy, they simply turn it away, or they do give the person $1,000 fine. They pay the fine, and then they don't clean up. Or they clean up a little bit to show that they're making improvement. That's generally what happens. People start to make some improvement. We're like, oh, okay, great. And then we just start the process.
Is it the same when the trash blows in your yard?
Yeah, sadly it is. I can imagine it's very, very frustrating. I get it.
It's gross.
I know, it's disgusting. I get it.
We had our homeowner's insurance canceled because they thought it was our property.
Ugh.
Yeah, and that's when she called me and I tried to help. So
well, we have been out there multiple times over the years and he is there's yeah. So
yeah,
I am sorry.
And I know it's bad. Really, it is. But
yeah, it's beyond bad.
Mm-hmm.
Situation.
Yeah, and I've had the same thing on 40 as well. And I think since we sent that letter, it's gotten worse.
But I was kind of working my way to a point on the property, though.
Okay.
It may get cleaned up, but if it's not really utilized, what's going to stop them a couple years down the road saying, we want to annex another 2 acres off that and just leave the 1 acre for the house? You know, and then could eventually go all the way to Mann Road. I mean,
so they would have to come back to us to do that. And
right.
currently we have a 3 acre minimum. So,
3 acre minimum.
Yeah, so the 3.12 that would be remaining from the 5.12 meets that, but they couldn't go any smaller than that as of now.
Yes.
Future trustees could change that. You need to show up.
Right. You can't predict the future.
You can't, right.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, announcements.
Wait. Oh. We do have another lady, Nikki O'Quinn.
Mm-hmm. She actually
okay.
filled one out, you mean?
A couple things. Nikki O'Quinn, 7925 Windham Road. The trashy property thing, I lived across the street. You may remember the name, it was Homer Webb.
Mm-hmm.
Lived across the street from him for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of complaints on his property. And he would do, like you were saying, improve a little bit. Because you couldn't get money out of him. The man was perpetually broke.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing that happened to that property is when the health department condemned it.
Yeah, and the best employee at the health department
is
for
no
doing
there.
That, she retired.
Yeah.
And they did not replace her.
Mm-hmm.
She was awesome.
Darn.
Yeah.
But that was the best thing that happened, was the health department condemned that property.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And him and Heidi moved out. It actually worked out well for them.
Yeah.
They finally got some help. Because they were refusing help all the time. They finally got some help. But, had condemned the property, went through foreclosure, and now it's a rental. It's better than what it was. It's cleaned up and it looks nice. But it's a rental. I don't know if it's still true for a little bit about your temporary part-time employee. Back in the dark ages when I was a starving college kid, I had a deal with an employer.
Mm-hmm.
Would let me work 40 hours a week. For 12 or 15 weeks. Once you hit that, you couldn't go past it because then you were a full-time employee. So
mm-hmm.
then I got whacked back to 20 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, it was the greatest thing to go.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, I did it as an agreement with the employer.
Mm-hmm.
It did, you know, from a certain point of view, yeah, you were being screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, you know, I was having a hard time paying my bills and this was the best way to do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But that I don't know if that's still true if you can work 40 hours a week for a certain number of weeks.
I don't know.
And so I don't know if that's something to look into.
Okay. Thank you.
The marijuana dispensary thing, I kind of look at it as where it is down in that industrial area, like you said.
Mm.
Honest to goodness, if they're going to open that up across the street from me, where I live, or the other house that I have, either way, I'd say, oh, God, no. But where I am, I don't have an industrial. There's nothing zoned like that around me. If my house was located against an industrial zoning area like that, that, in my estimation, is a risk I would have taken buying in that area as to what would go into that industrial area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the marijuana grow operation, well, hey, how about if it's a light industrial manufacturing facility that spews nasty smelling solvents or something like that? So it's kind of, I get the NIMBY thing, but at the same time, again, if you're running along that industrial area, it's kind of a risk to, especially if you knew it was there when you bought your house. Now, I bet there's probably some properties and property owners that have been there since before it was industrial.
Mm-hmm.
And we had spot zoning, and that's what allowed a lot of those.
Or no zoning.
And that allowed a lot of those little businesses to get their foothold in where they are now as well.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the strategic plan that created that area.
And for right along 40 there, I see that as a double thing there. 40 is a good location for a business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a state route, it's an interstate route. All right, good place for any kind of business. It also runs on the southern end where we could, and it's come up in meetings, I've been in other meetings, where they say that you could put in businesses there.
Are we talking 40 or 201?
201, I'm sorry, 201.
Okay.
My bad.
No,
201. It's still 201 on that south of 40.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It is still kind of an industrial area.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Get that stuff in there. Keep Huber Heights from coming
right
to the north.
Hmm.
I mean, it's...
Are you talking 201 or 40?
40. 201.
I'm sorry.
She said
201. 40 goes the same way.
But 201 already has
two,
a business.
Basically,
right.
South of 40.
Yeah, nobody's going to annex that. It's got
nobody,
businesses.
Well, and the more stuff, more picket, more spiky balls we can throw out there to keep them from doing that, the better off I think we are.
Yeah,
it's almost
coming.
This is
small
business, and it's
there.
All taken pretty much as well, except for what Mann's just sold.
Now 40,
yeah.
That would make more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Line that with businesses, stop the annexation.
But line that with businesses on 40 as best you
yeah.
could. But again, south, if keep it south of 40. And I know in a couple of discussions I was in on, they were talking south of Ross Road. That kind of hits close to home from where I am. But to keep us from getting annexed and eat up from the south.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, it's... As has been said, it's kind of an industrial area, and if I owned property that butted up to that industrial stuff, I wouldn't be happy about it, but then again, I knew it was industrial when I bought it. So
you're for the dispensary there, or you're for it?
Get them in there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And you filled out a form already, right?
She did.
Okay.
She filled it out.
Okay, is that it?
That's
one.
That's it. I just need
okay.
that one lady's form.
Right. Okay, announcements. Announcements. Announcements.
Yes, for listening.
Announcements.
Yes, for listening.
June 5th, tomorrow, Historical Society meeting here at 7 o'clock. June 19th, Juneteenth is observed. Township offices will be closed. June 25th is the next trustee workshop meeting in this room at 7 p.m. There is no BZA or Zoning Commission meetings this month. We have no cases. July 2nd, we'll have the public hearing. As Beth mentioned, we have to have two for the massage parlor wording, so that will be a public hearing for that. And then following that will be the 7 o'clock regular business meeting. You guys have anything else?
I don't have anything.
Okay, we need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
I'll second that.
All right, thank you, ladies. Any discussion? Call the vote, please.
Hang on.
Sure.
Okay, Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Time is 9:03. Thank you all very much for coming. Appreciate it. See you next time, hopefully. Love it.